such amid such riches as far as food is concerned, and there's so many foodies around, and more restaurants, and everybody has to eat, you know. So food is always an interesting topic, I think. And just in time arrived in my mailbox the latest edition of The New Yorker. And there's an article here. I haven't read the whole article, but the beginning is so intriguing, I thought I'd read a bit of it. It's called A Bushel and a Peck. And the subtitle is Navigating New York's Food Megastores. It's by Patricia Marks. And here goes. In the 1860s, Thomas F. DeVoe, a butcher in Greenwich Village, set about writing what turned into a 1,076-page, two-volume treatise documenting the history of public markets in New York, as well as providing, as he put it, a brief description of every article of human food sold in the public markets of the cities of New York, Boston, Philadelphia, and Brooklyn, including the various domestic and wild animals, poultry, game, fish, vegetables, fruits, etc., with many curious incidents and anecdotes. We learn from him that the first grocery store in the city was built on the southern tip of Manhattan in approximately 1630 by the Dutch West India Company. By DeVoe's day, that is in the 1860s, more than 40 marketplaces had been in the city with thousands of delicacies for sale, including porcupine, raccoon, groundhog, stall-fed beef, cuckoo birds, woodpecker, wild swan, about 26 varieties of duck, ox teeth, beef's palates, and of course, bung gut. Today, in one or another of New York's grocery stores, specialty markets, Korean delis, convenience stores, discount warehouses, wholesale clubs, health food shops, and produce carts, you can find Kobe beef burgers, ostrich medallions, pigs in a blanket, fig-flavored goat's milk ice cream, organic hemp beverage, kale chips, chayotes, broccolini, gluten-free, no-trans-fat, kosher fries, microbrews, microwavable everything, Himalayan goji berries, blueberry juice, biodynamic Chardonnay, and Spam. Also, probably bung gut. So, does that make you hungry? Just for starts. I mean, and here in Hudson, we suddenly seem to have not a surplus of markets. You can never have too much food, but the Acres Co-op Market is has a Saturday morning market. I think it opens at 10, goes to 1, maybe later hours are coming. And theirs is a kind of demonstration market of what the co-op market, when it opens, will be like. And that's downstairs here at 702 Columbia Street, right now, under where the WGXC studios are.
Did you hit the market last weekend?
I did, and there were some wonderful things. I bought wonderful cheese from the cheese man. I sampled the smoked chicken, which was absolutely heavenly. It was so moist and wonderful, and I bought some great granola. The other market that's opened is in the ice cream store Lick, now has what they call the Lick Market, and they had wonderful greens and a wonderful display of things of all sorts.
They've also sold really delicious cheese at the farmer's market.
Yes, that's right. All this is happening because people really miss the farmer's market in Hudson. And so these are interim markets until the farmer's market opens.
Now, when the farmer's market will open, the Acres Co-op, do they have a startup date for that yet?
No, not yet. Not yet. Still raising money.
Have you heard anything about the Philmont Co-op? I mean, they got a head start over Acres, and then I haven't really heard anything lately about what they've been
doing. Well, they
doing.
Started a lot earlier than Acres did. That's true. I haven't heard much about
they have
it
a sign. They have signs up in the store, the old stores.
It's the old stores they're taking over in Philmont, if you know.
I haven't seen any activity
Hopefully,
there.
Hopefully that would be great if that opens soon, too.
Because Philmont has no market at all. I mean, Hudson right. East, you can go out to Greenport.
The Storts was like the market, the meeting place that everybody hung out, you know, in Philmont.
Right.
Exactly.
And Chatham has a very active food market, I believe, or farm market.
Well, they have a farmer's market in front of the Chatham Real Food Market, which operates several days a week, and then they have Friday they have a farmer's market.
Right. Well, there's other food news. I don't know if this qualifies as food news. I shouldn't say that. But on Monday, January 16th, is a workshop called Bunny 101. I guess it could be considered food. But here they're talking about the basics of rabbit care, not rabbit butchering.
Preparation.
Yes. It's going to explain the differences in rabbit breeds and how to select the right rabbit for your family, and it's tied in with the 4-H Club. The 4-H Bunny Basics Manual, you will receive a copy of that, and it highlights the many options available for youth to participate in 4-H rabbit activities. This is at the Cornell Cooperative Extension in Hudson. The number is 828-3346. So that's sort of food related. The Red Dot restaurant in the 300 block here in Hudson is, I think maybe they've abandoned Meatloaf Monday, which was a great thing. Now they have something called Chopsticks Optional, Dim Sum, and Regional Chinese Entrees with guest chef Michael Shesloff. Authentic Chinese Cuisine. That's at the Red Dot.
Is that every night, or is that just...
No, just Mondays.
Just Mondays.
Just Mondays. 321 Warren Street. Stop
and,
on by.
Saturdays, you can still get Indian food at the Main Street Pub in Philmont.
Oh, I hear that's wonderful.
It was really very good.
Oh, boy. Well, lots of food possibilities. Hudson, just one last thing. Hudson Valley Wines score big with Wine Enthusiast magazine. It's not a magazine I've ever encountered. For the first time ever, Wine Enthusiast magazine coordinated tasting of some of the best wines of the Hudson Valley. The wines scored high on the magazine's 100-point scale and proved that the Hudson Valley is an emerging region with wines that can compete in the international wine market. So that's good to know. We're thrilled with the results, said Hudson Valley Wine Country President Carlo DeVito. The Hudson Valley is a great example of some of the excellent wines New York State produces. Our passion and commitment to making quality wines has been recognized. We think this highlights what we've been doing here. The Hudson Valley is making wines that can compete anywhere. So that's good news, don't you think?
It's making me hungry.
I know.
And thirsty, I guess, too.
And there are more restaurants opening almost every day, I'm told, here in Hudson. And someone pointed out that what used to be a pizza place on Park Place, right here on 7th Street Park, has a new storefront with painted in bright colors. And I think that means that another food source is coming there.
And you thought possibly the Caribbean.
It could be the Caribbean place from around the corner on Columbia Street next to the Italian market, which we all love.
That is a good food corner there.
It is a good food corner.
Vassalo's around the block a little way.
You can get
a little bit of everything there.
So that's all I have about food, but it's making me hungry, too.
There is supposedly a Mexican restaurant opening in Catskill. That is the Vinnie Seely at the Welcome to Catskill site has been saying that for several weeks. We have yet to see it. There is a new pizza place in Catskill that is about to open. You can see that they're just about finished.
Where is the Mexican place?
I'm not sure where the Mexican place is. The pizza place is right at the corner of 385 and Main Street, just about at the corner there, near where the Thai restaurant is if you know where that.
Oh, the Thai restaurant's great.
It is very good. Yes, I heartily recommend Catskill's sushi and Thai restaurants.
Where's the sushi restaurant?
On Main Street too. There's a second one that's opened. Another place called Chopsticks opened a couple months ago. That's up over by the Walmart out on 9. That's both Japanese and Chinese. They have dishes in both.
Wow.
So there's This Week in Food in Greene and Columbia County. So we'll be back in a moment after this message from the Donner Party.
Would you like to have something to eat? Would you like to have biscuits and meat? Would you like some beans or a bowl of leafy greens? Would you like to have something to eat? Would you like to have pudding or pie? Or a chicken that's ready to fry? Would you like some steak or perhaps a piece of cake? Would you like to have something to eat? Broccoli and Brussels sprouts are very good indeed. Food is so important, it's a basic human need. So would you like a potato or two? Or a big bowl of leftover stew? Would you like some Coke or perhaps an artichoke? Would you like to have something to eat? Would you like to have pheasant or fish? Or some other such well-prepared dish? Would you like some gum or a burger on a bun? Would you like to have something to eat? Some folks eat like little birds and others eat like swine. Consume with moderation, that's the proper way to dine. So would you like to have something to eat? Maybe something that's salty or sweet. If you don't eat well, then you might end up in hell. Would you like to have something to eat?
Eyes and ears and crooked grin. If only